Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 14, Number 7. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN Number 26, Nitrogen Balance. Nitrogen forms about 78% of the Earth's atmosphere and is a constituent of every major pharmacological drug. Of course, one of its more well-known commercial uses is in the production of chemical industrial fertilizers. Elemental nitrogen in the atmosphere cannot be used directly by animals, so it must first be converted by bacterial conversion to a reduced or what is known as a fixed state. That's important to know because the amount of nitrogen fixed in the cell is relative to the function of your whole body. It's extremely important to maintain a positive nitrogen balance throughout the entire course of our lives. This means we have more coming in than leaving, and to achieve this, we must consume optimum amounts of high-quality, non-denatured protein. Doing this protects us from sarcopenia and the consequent loss of lean functional tissue. When nitrogen metabolism in our body is optimal, we are alert, intelligent, and behave rationally. But when nitrogen metabolism is less than optimal, when our intake of protein is less than satisfactory, the opposite is true. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 27, enzymes. Enzymes are the spark of life, and they initiate change, which is the ultimate supreme constant. Those who resist change are destined for a life of misery and failure. Energy is elusive and is made evident by change, but what initiates such change? What creates the tendency for change to occur in the body? What enables the process of life to proceed as it does? How are phosphates combined and split to release energy? How is new tissue synthesized from the raw materials we consume? How do vitamins and minerals interact in the body with fats, carbs, and proteins? The answer is enzymes. Enzymes naturally occurring in raw plant and animal foods and enzymes made in the body from amino acids. Enzymes must be preserved whenever possible. Like everything else that's alive, the body changes over time and loses a great deal of enzyme potential. But much of this potential can be preserved if we consume more fresh raw food teeming with active enzymes, especially fresh greens and colored vegetables. Optimum nutrition can help protect us from the gradual depletion of metabolic enzymes. Proteins are essential to numerous functions and chemical activity. Enzymes are actually classified as a special group of proteins. They belong to what is called the catalytic class of proteins. Enzymes are indispensable to life as they catalyze trillions of chemical reactions each moment, ranging from energy transfer to tissue synthesis to tissue breakdown and digestion. Dr. Linus Pauling, the famous chemist and strong advocate of vitamin therapy, said it was obvious to him that the answer as to how an enzyme is able to speed up a chemical reaction by as much as 10 million times has to do with lowering the energy of activation, as in the energy required to form an activated complex. Enzymes do much of their work by forming strong bonds with activated complexes, but only weak bonds with the reactants or products. Think of the bond you have with your best friend compared to an acquaintance. Which bond do you think is stronger? So enzymes are involved in creating bonds and breaking bonds. Protein-based enzymes are needed to activate several key vitamins. For example, every chemical reaction involved in the Krebs cycle, the energy cycle, is enzyme-dependent. Catalase is an important word here. To catalyze means to modify or increase the rate of a chemical reaction by catalysis. This means it brings about a change or initiates something to produce a fundamental transformation. This is the work of enzymes. What's neat is that enzymes don't actually participate in the change themselves. They're outside players or mediators. They catalyze reactions, but after their work is done, they remain free to do it again and again. But enzymes have a lifespan, and they're subject to oxidation and damage like everything else that exists. So eventually, they need to be replaced as well. If the environment inside the body is well hydrated and teeming with life and micronutrients in the blood, it will protect the enzymes derived from the protein we eat that are essential to the continuation of energy supply to every cell in the body. When I was first introduced to enzyme chemistry, I learned that there were three basic enzyme groups, including the following. Number one, food enzymes, including plants and animals. Two, metabolic enzymes, and three, digestive enzymes. I discovered that enzymes were the spark of life and that many health experts actually correlate life itself, or qi, to enzyme activity. Now, food enzymes, the first group, are enzymes supplied to us through the foods we eat. Nature has placed them there to aid in our digestion of foods. This way, we do not use as many of the body's in-house enzymes in the digestive process. Metabolic enzymes are the second group. They catalyze or spark the reactions within the cells. The body's organs, tissues, and cells are run by metabolic enzymes. Without them, our bodies couldn't work. Among their chores are helping to turn phosphorus into bone, attaching iron to our red blood cells, healing wounds, thinking, and making a heartbeat. The third group, or the digestive enzymes, break down foods, allowing their nutrients to be absorbed into the bloodstream and used in body functions. Digestive enzymes ensure that we get the greatest possible nutritional value from foods. And of course, enzymes in the field, in the health field, are used to help reduce inflammation. And part of the reason that we need to take these enzymes as a supplement is because we're so depleted in them. I think enzymes should become a staple in the modern diet. All of our food that we have access to should be reinforced with enzymes. There is a principle or theory taught in natural medicine circles that suggests that the long-term ingestion of enzymatically rich food, meaning living and raw foods, minimizes the risk of degenerative disease, and that the common diet of Western civilization is the wrong diet because it's sterilized, overcooked, denatured, and enzyme deficient. Most of us eat food that is enzyme deficient because it's cooked. But if we eat raw food or employ raw juice therapy, those enzymes coming in from the diet can be recycled. They not only contribute to the digestion of the food from which they came from, but they can be recycled and dumped into the body's metabolic enzyme pool, ultimately contributing to all of the metabolic processes that are enzyme dependent. Eating raw food is like making a cash deposit at the bank. Eating cooked food is making a withdrawal. So if most of your food is enzyme deficient, you're going to become enzyme bankrupt. And that happens to most people by the time they hit 20 or 30. And then they struggle to stay well because they're no longer capable of generating the enzymes that they need for immune function, digestion, and all the metabolic processes. Dr. Edward Howell, who's a pioneer of enzyme chemistry, he wrote Enzyme Nutrition and Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity. He believes that humans are given a limited supply of enzymes at birth. There's a certain enzyme energy we have at birth, and that it's up to us to replenish our supply of enzymes to ensure that their vital work is accomplished. If we don't replenish our enzyme supply through a proper diet, whole food, enzyme-rich diet, we run the risk of ill health. In his enzyme nutrition axiom, Howell postulates that, quote, the length of life is inversely proportional to the rate of exhaustion of the enzyme potential of an organism. The increased use of food enzymes promotes a decreased rate of exhaustion of the enzyme potential, end quote. So to reiterate, enzymes are involved with every single cellular process and metabolic activity in the body. The message is astronomically clear. Consume sufficient raw food and high-quality protein daily to build, replenish, and sustain the body with the enzymes it needs to keep us alive and well. If we can do that, we have achieved a vital step towards the preservation and function of life itself. So keep in mind the CHI prime directive, supply your biological demand. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from author and enzyme nutrition researcher, Humbert Santillo. The more enzymes you get, the healthier you are. And the more raw foods you eat, the more enzymes you get.